Pirate's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Friday morning. Thank you very much for listening. Still to come on the program in the 11 o'clock hour, you want to stick around. Congressman Robert Atterholt from the 4th Congressional District will join us. Looking forward to hearing from him. And State Senator Chris Elliott of Daphne, our weekly visit with him, as we do every Friday, to kind of wind down the week or get caught up on everything that's gone on in Montgomery this week. Certainly busy times, and looks like busy times ahead as they're going to take a week off, and the legislature is, and then they'll return in 2 weeks, and then maybe we'll get some action on something I know that we've been talking about a lot on this program, gaming, which leads me to my next guest. Excited to introduce from the Porch Bed Creek Indians, Robbie McGee. Robbie, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Jeff, for having me on.
Thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. Senator Marsh's bill dropped earlier this week, and so far a lot of favorable reviews from everybody involved. It seems like pretty widespread. I guess there's always room for improvement, some tweaks, but just your initial reaction to what Senator Marsh has put out there.
First of all, I just want to, I'm just happy that Senator Marsh was able to, to do this. I appreciate the hard work he's, put into this over the years. And, that we've been dealing with this and trying our best to have a gaming proposal that works for the state. And I believe that, this is a good attempt. I think it's something that, now with the lottery, with the lottery included, the regulatory body included, and the limitation on the number of sites and also the compact with the tribe, I just think it's a good bill. I do believe there are possibly just some minor changes and things like that that need to be probably worked out, but I don't see why they can't be.
And it's remarkable because, we've talked in the past and all the players, there's always been, for whatever reason, a disagreement, but it's led to the stalemate. Really, things moved, it seemed like to me, moved relatively fast getting to this point here. And here we are sitting here today. It's the most optimistic I personally feel like I've been with the regards to this comprehensive gaming approach.
I agree with you. I think one of the things that helped though is just giving the time that the governor asked for the study, for the commission to do their report and do their study, and we were glad to participate in that, and along with other operators and such were participated. And I think it was just time for something, after that report was released back in December, I believe it was, and knowing that, the governor wanted to have some funds for broadband and rural health, and along with, Senator Marsh, and, that these are issues that need to be addressed, and especially having a lottery, the education lottery. So I think, I think everybody's been listening, and it was time just to come together and figure out what's the best proposal that works for the state.
How much was the governor's task force, what role did that report play in getting to where you are today? What was your, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure what role it played when it came to actually, the Porch Bed Creek Indians getting involved. I know that, like I said, we were able to participate within that commission, and testified or presented to the commission. I think, though, it was something that, taking all that information and that was gathered, and Senator Marsh was able to take that information and probably working with the others to come up with this is a plan that's been this is a plan that I believe that is foreseeable based upon the governor's recommendation of this commission, and to see if something that can be approved. And so I think it played probably a pivotal part just on having a broader understanding of gaming across the United States and what could work in the state of Alabama.
Some of the aspects to it, the 20% tax, the number of licenses, all of that seemed to be okay. If there were any areas for improvement, well, what do you think they ought to be?
We just wanted when it comes to the percentage of the taxing, I think, I agree with you. I think it's fair. If you look at the neighboring states around us, the license fees, I think, are something that we could look at for the possibility of it, uniformity, maybe consistency for all the locations. And just one of those things is make sure that regulatory body has the ability to produce, you know, have the enabling legislation to start producing the regulations that are needed to make sure that this this industry is regulated, and to make sure those appropriate fees and license and taxes and things like that are being are coming into the state. I also believe that, you know, with the lottery and such, I think that's, you know, we need to get that going quickly. It's just, you know, how quickly can we get this going after, you know, it passes a vote of the people.
And to be clear, the Porch Banda Creek Indians, the PCI has always been, they've never been opposed to this, the idea of a lottery. You mentioned this in the past that you're at Moore location, not that far from the Florida state line, and you haven't really seen an impact in business because of the lottery. So y'all seem to have supported the lottery in the past.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yep. That's one of the things that we've always felt, that, you know, any type of legislation that did move forward should contain a lottery, and a lottery that, you know, the tribe has never been about where those funds go. That's up to the, you know, the legislators and others. But we're just happy to see that this, you know, lottery is included in this legislation. So I think it's a good comprehensive package that I believe the people within the state of Alabama will vote on once they get the opportunity.
Do you take a position on the way the money's being divided up, or where it's being allocated? You know, that seems to be the legislature's purview, but I would think, you know, you live in Alabama as well. Does the tribe have any views on that?
I believe that the way they've approached it, especially when it comes to the, I think everybody wanted, you know, a lottery to be focused on education. And I think that is a key point that needs to happen here in the state of Alabama. I do believe that, you know, especially during the last, you know, what we have experienced over this last year with COVID and such, broadband and people working from home and having, you know, and children working, you know, doing being educated at home. I think, you know, that needs to, we need to seriously look at broadband and the impact that, you know, the funds that we have coming from this bill could have on the state of Alabama, and especially rural, you know, rural medical facilities and such that have been closing. This has definitely been a time that those places probably, you know, would have been needed. And so I think that we need to focus on rural medical care and such too.
Joined by Robbie McGee. He is the Chief Government Affairs Officer for the Porch Band of Creek Indians here on the program. Let's talk about going forward. Let's say this gets through that three-fifths threshold in both chambers of the legislature. It gets to the ballot, and I think, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you feel pretty good if it gets to the ballot that you'll get enough support from the public for it to pass the will of the voters?
I really do. I think over the years we have polled on this. We've asked the question and such, and people are ready to, of course, to have a lottery within the state of Alabama, but also to recognize that, you know, gaming is here. The tribe has been doing it and such, and other facilities have also, and it's time for us to make sure that this place, gaming is, you know, taxed, it's regulated, and it's, you know, it's controlled, and this does that. And so I think that, you know, I think it has a great chance, just having the people the opportunity to vote on the future of Alabama.
Robbie, what about this? So let's say it gets past that phase. Now there's I guess it's wide open what the possibilities are moving ahead. But a lot of discussion about these other facilities, Northeast Alabama, certainly on your radar. I'll walk us through what that post-referendum world might look like for the Porch Band if the voters pass it.
So after that, you know, after the voters pass and such, when it comes down specifically for the Porch Banda Creek Indians, then we'd have to look at the negotiation of the compact to make sure that, you know, that we are allowed to do the Class III games that now have already been voted legal within the state. And so in order for us to have a revenue sharing agreement, that's, you know, in lack of a better word, but just to provide some funds to the state, we have to be given something. Well, that Northeast property is actually what has been provided and given by the state to the tribe. And so that is what, you know, we need that exchange when it comes to the actual negotiation of the compact. Once the compact is negotiated, then it'll be sent to the federal government for approval. and then moving forward.
What about the facilities? I get this question a lot, Mobile Greyhound mm-hmm. Park, and then, obviously North Alabama presence, in addition to your existing facilities. Can you walk us through what maybe some long-term plans are there?
I think, the tribe has been one of those, we've invested heavily when it comes to resort destinations. And, not only here within the state of Alabama, but, of course, in Pennsylvania and internationally. And we just believe in creating an environment, a safe environment, one that is, that it can attract the tourists not only from Alabama, but from all around the surrounding states. They can come and enjoy themselves and stay for a few days. We're looking at, making those same type of investments in those other properties. We believe that the potential there is to create these, as I mentioned, these resort destinations. It'll be great for the state of Alabama and something that I think the state will be proud of. And definitely we want to make sure that we always do our best to be a part of a neighborhood and a community and do something that is respectful, but also can bring in those additional, individuals that are producing, more economic benefits for the area.
How big is this? Or would this be for you guys if this does happen? You've proven successful at the gaming you have here currently, but I got to think that there would be just a tremendous upside looking forward. It really makes your destinations, your resort properties, more of a destination should this become a law.
Yeah, it would be. There's no reason not to, to admit that, to be a great benefit for the tribe to, to have your, right now, the Wind Creek brand that we have is not now actually known internationally. And that brand was created here within the state of Alabama. And I think that says a lot. It's like, we're always talking about made in Alabama, or from, by local and such. And that's what, that's what we've been able to do with our brand. And I think, having that brand going, being here and being proud of it and knowing that, it's connected to, other places within the United States, I think that only adds more representation to the state and only elevates the state. Say, hey, this is where that, this is where the Port Vanier Creek Indians are based. And this is where Wind Creek Hospitality is based.
Well, we'll get you out of here on this. Looking back, and you've been at this game a long, long time, but did you anticipate it kind of playing out this way? Are you surprised it took this long or it happened this soon? What's kind of your reaction to the timeline here?
Well, nothing surprises me anymore, but I think it's an environment now that we've had experience here in the last year that, we never know what's going to happen. And I think it's one of those things that I'm happy that we're able to address this and say, hey, this needs to be done, because we don't know what changes will take place here, not only in the state, but just worldwide. And, what we've experienced, what everybody has experienced, I think has just made us to, sit back, think about things and say, what is the best approach that we can do something and that something that is meaningful that can get done and passed.
Robbie, if folks want to find out more about PCI or your resort properties or anything of that sort, tell them where to look.
What we've asked before, you can still go to the Port Vanier Creek Indians website. We'll have a lot of information there. And then, of course, Wind Creek Hospitality website and Facebook and such. And we'll probably do our best to, get out the message more once we figure out, this bill legislation passes that we can start, advocating for people to get out and vote.
Robbie, we thank you for your time and best of luck to you going forward.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Robbie McGee of the Porch Band of Creek Indians. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Always late.